We had more or less than 300 folks stop by on trick-or-treat night at the house. My favorite was a group of teenagers dressed up like Luigi. They were having a really fun time going from place to place. Now, some of you are looking at me the way I looked at them. I had no idea of who Luigi was. It's a computer game. Mario and Luigi. It's not the restaurant in State College. They're closed. But Luigi is a computer game character. But they were just having fun. And they brought a lot of fun, I think, to the folks they visited. Subaru has a commercial. I suspect many of you have seen it. An outdoorsy couple seem to be in a country store someplace looking at a map. They want to explore what they call the Peninsula Trail. An older man, bearded, blind, hears their inquiry and tells them that they won't find the trail on a map. He'll take them there. They're a bit surprised because he's blind, but they're in for the adventure. So off they go. Despite not being able to see, they first stop at a crab shack. Then he takes them to an overlook of the ocean, the sea. And then finally, it's dark by now, they end up at the trail. And throughout the trip, the blind man encourages them to just stop. Stop and listen to the ocean. Stop and listen to the breeze and the sound of being in the woods. Take time to stop and listen. The scenery is spectacular, but what makes the story or the commercial even more fascinating is that the blind man has a name. He's George Wurtzel, who's actually blind in real life. He's an artist and a woodworker. And he works at what's called the Enchanted Hills Camp and Retreat. He leads sighted people on guided trail walks. The blind beggar in today's gospel story is able to see what other people don't see. While others have resisted Jesus, Bartimaeus listens carefully to him. He obeys, and then he decides to follow Jesus on the road to Jerusalem. Jericho had a reputation of being a pretty rough town, a place of violence and intrigue, where bandits and revolutionaries made plans to resist the Roman occupiers. Since the road from Jericho to Jerusalem was heavily traveled, it was a good place to beg. Bartimaeus, as you notice, addresses Jesus with respect, Jesus, son of David, the son of a king who had a reputation for being merciful, who sought justice and worked for peace. The beggar ignores those who tell him to shut up and keep quiet. Eventually, Jesus stops and calls Bartimaeus. The beggar confidently rushes to Jesus, leaving his cloak alongside the road. Last week, we were told that James and John, what they wanted from Jesus was the opportunity to sit one at his right and the other at his left. This week, the beggar just wants to be able to see. And then after he's healed, Jesus sends him on his way. But did you notice? He doesn't go his way. He goes the way of Jesus. He becomes a disciple. Bartimaeus, the once blind beggar, was a faith-filled man. His faith enabled to see in Jesus what others didn't see or didn't want to see. His deep faith enabled him to be bold when others told him to keep quiet. His strong faith enabled him to be courageous in following Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. He becomes part of that sizable crowd. We've all heard the saying, seeing is believing. today's gospel also teaches us that believing can be a form of seeing. Our faith enables us to see more clearly and to see more deeply that creation is not an accident. Our faith enables us to see that human life is to be protected when it begins at conception until a natural death. Our faith enables us to see that our lives, each of our lives, have meaning and our lives have a purpose. Our faith enables us to see that God loves us and He deals with us patiently so that we might experience the freedom and salvation of being saved in Christ Jesus. Our faith enables us to see that we were created so that we might one day see God face to face in the glory and majesty of heaven. Our faith enables us to see and to save us from self-centeredness, enabling us to hear those who are crying out for just a little bit of our attention, some of our time, a little bit of help. Jesus, who called Bartimaeus, is calling each of us as well. And our communion with him this morning empowers us to spring up and follow. We might not spring up as quickly as we once could, but he calls us to follow so that we, in whatever way, like George Wortzel, can accompany and lead each other on trails of adventure and places of goodness, beauty, and truth. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we can be filled with joy.